So I picked this song because it's an anthem, you know, all us girls that fall in love with bad boys. So it's for all you girls out there that fell in love with a bad boy. Like me.
Annika Robbie, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And hobbies, what do you like to do?
I am a karaoke superstar. So, you know, I love to sing. And I've been influenced many years by musical people in my family.
And yeah, you have a famous brother. You have to tell us that there.
Yes, I do. The cat is out of the bag. My brother is John Karabi, and he was formerly in Motley Crue and several other bands, and he's now in the Dead Daisies, and he was my musical influence growing up. I went to lessons with him, and he actually took me to my first concert when I was 13 years old, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden. That was it. I was hooked.
The Iron Man tour. That's a good one to start off with.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Annika Robbie from Sacramento picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. I picked this song from Led Zeppelin because the group is near and dear to my heart because that's how my brother John started his career. He was in a band called Fragile back in Philadelphia, and they used to go around do Led Zeppelin tributes. So, yeah, that's for you, John.
Yeah, John Karabi. This is Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp. And, yeah, you're a Philly girl. Definitely you're recommending cheesesteaks to Chris McCoy. They had a connection there. But what got you out to Sacramento?
My husband, actually, I was an apprentice in a tattoo shop, and it was late one night, and he walked in to get a tattoo, and the rest is history.
That's great. And he's lasted as long as the tattoos.
Yeah,
that's great.
Pretty much.
And you're a Rod Stewart fan, too. What do you like
yes.
about Rod?
I love the diversity of Rod Stewart. He's very soulful, and then he can be very playful. And I remember him coming out with Hot Legs, and I really liked the song. And then he did Maggie May, and it just blew me away. So I chose Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run because I was at a party one time when I was younger, around 13, and somebody had the album, and I thought he looked cute, and I wanted to hear, you know, the song. And I was kind of a hellraiser back then in a very rebellious state, and I just took off on that song like it was meant for me.
Some attitude, definitely. Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp. And you had you have three sons now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so let's do a shout-out for the boys.
My son Antonio is 35. And his lovely wife, Inez, and his two children, Jocelyn and Camille. I love them to death. They're my granddaughters. And then I have my one son just turned 18, and he's feeling his oats right now, my Vincent. And he does, for fun, he does Filipino martial arts. He does Yao Yen, which is kickboxing, and Eskrima. And he's a little beast. He's such a sweetheart, but man, he gets in beast mode when he has to fight. And then my little speckled egg is Giuliano. He's 16 going on 17, and he goes to Laguna Creek High School. He's in a special program because he's on the autistic spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I just love him to death. He's just such a beautiful, beautiful spirit, and we have a lot of fun together. He loves to rock out with his mom.
I love that.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Anna Karabi from Sacramento picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. I picked this song by heart because when I was younger and I heard Annie Wilson, I just fell in love with her voice, and I really, really, really wanted to be the next Annie Wilson. But I had an Italian dad, and he said, nice girls don't be in rock and roll bands, so that blew that career.
Anna Karabi is our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp, and you wanted to hear John Lennon's Imagine. What's the story on that?
I just absolutely love the song. Of course, I grew up with listening to the Beatles, and I just loved John Lennon's personality. He was so funny, but he was political mm-hmm. at the same time. And I just remember, you know, all the chaos and everything in the world. And I used to sing that song as a lullaby to my kids. All three of my kids, I sang those songs too. And I just feel like, as crazy as the world is right now, if we just all came together and just found some kind of harmony and peace, you know, it would be an awesome world right now. I picked Victim of Love by the Eagles because I like the song and I like the feel of the Eagles. They put on a really great show back in Philly. I worked their Hell Freezes Over tour and they just had great camaraderie with the fans.
Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. So you were worked for a number of years at the Spectrum there in Philadelphia, where I saw a couple
of shows. Yes, I did. 12 years.
So thinking back on all those shows, you saw dozens and dozens of shows. What was your favorite show? It's probably hard to narrow that down.
My favorite show of all time was anytime Bruce Springsteen came into town. The shows were phenomenal. He had such a repertoire with the fans. It was unbelievable. Like, he could stand there and everybody just sang the songs for him.
Yeah, the boss, man, legendary for doing like 3-hour shows.
Dude. Yeah, that was the amazing part. It was just him. Mm-hmm. Just him. Land of it's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Anna Karabi from Sacramento picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. I picked Dream On by Aerosmith because it was the first time that I ever heard of a Steven Tyler. My brother had told me, "And you got to hear this song. You got to hear this song." And I was like, "Oh my God, this song is beautiful. But who's Steven Tyler?" And then I saw the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and he played the villain, and woo, I fell in love.
Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And you also wanted to hear a song from Queen with Somebody to Love. What do you like about this?
You know, everybody was all into Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
And, you know, it was an amazing song. But I grew up in music, like I said, and I studied gospel. And I loved Aretha Franklin. And it had a gospel sound to it. And I just really, really loved the words of the song and the way that Freddie sang it. It was just unbelievable. I picked your song by Elton John because it was one of my mom's favorite songs by Elton John. And my mom passed away in 95, so that's a dedication to my mom.
There you are. Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning. We also heard a while back Somebody to Love from Queen. You got to see that band perform at Live Aid in Philadelphia. What are your memories of that?
Oh, my God. You know, everybody that was there, it was just an amazing, amazing day. Elton John and you two, everybody that was there. And it's funny because when we were on the other side of the pond, so they say, we had the monitors going. And when Queen came on, you could hear a freaking pin drop. They were phenomenal. And the movie, they got it down pat. They got it down pat. It gave me goosebumps when I saw the rendition. Their rendition was
the listener hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
I picked Let It Be by the Beatles because I just think it is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. I'm a very spiritual person and it had a lot of meaning to me. And I actually used to sing it as a lullaby to my kids at night.
That makes sense. Anna Karabi, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp. Been fun having you in here.
I've had a great time. Great time.
We could tell stories for days. You've just had some real experiences. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. And one more for you, Anna. Dedication for your brother?
Yes. I picked Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger because my younger brother, Nick, passed away in 2018. He was only 52, broke my heart. And the reason why I picked Old Time Rock and Roll is he used to work at this bar. And one night he asked me to work the shift for him. And I was like, how am I going to do that? And I wound up getting a job there anyway. So on Friday nights, all the friends used to get together and we would play the jukebox and Nick would come in. And that was Nick's song. He would sing that song. And every time I hear that song now, I think about my brother. So I thank you for playing it. And I love you, Nick, and I miss you.